The future of the world's oldest royal family is in doubt after the Japanese Emperor, Emperor Akihito, yesterday addressed the nation, signalling his intent to abdicate. In a rare 10-minute televised speech, the Emperor expressed his concern about fulfilling his duties due to his declining health. The Emperor's intention to step down has no precedent in modern Japan and would need law changes to make it be able to occur. But it's also rekindled debate on whether to allow female monarchs and their descendants to inherit the throne, a move strongly opposed by traditionalists. Sir David Warren is a former British ambassador to Japan and is now chairman of the Japan Society in the UK, an associate fellow in the Asia program at Chatham House in London. David Warren, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
The Emperor skirted around the issue of abdication. He didn't come out and say it outright, but he spoke of his age, his concerns about his declining health impacting on his capacity to do the job. Was there any room to doubt that this speech was all about giving people warning of his plan to abdicate?
Well, he couldn't talk about abdication because there's no legal provision in Japan for an emperor to abdicate. And therefore, since the emperor cannot make any statement or engage in any activity which is political, and if he'd said he wanted to abdicate, it would have been a political statement because it would have been requiring a law change. He couldn't explicitly refer to abdication. What he did in this speech was to explain how increasingly difficult he found it to fulfill the role of emperor, which is the symbol of the Japanese state and needs to reflect the wishes of the Japanese people. And he couched his remarks very much in terms of responding to and seeking the understanding of the Japanese people about his ability over the coming years to discharge his responsibilities. So in a sense, he is seeking now action by the government very obliquely to effect a change in the law that would allow him at some point in the future to abdicate.
It's clearly weighing heavily on him. I mean, this position, it was once considered divine. As you say, it's defined in the emperor's position is defined in the constitution as a symbol of the state and the unity of the people. The weight of that seems to weigh heavily on him, and that was recognised by the Prime Minister too, Shinzo Abe, who has since said that upon reflecting how he handles his official duty, his age and the current situation of how he works, I do respect the heavy responsibility the Emperor must be feeling, and I believe we need to think hard about what we can do. So what do you believe that the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is signalling there?
Well, he's responding diplomatically and respectfully to the Emperor's wishes. And what he now needs to do is to convene experts and decide how to respond to them. And it will be complicated for the Japanese government because, as you said in your introduction, there are pressures, particularly from the right wing, the nationalist side of the conservative government, against diluting the purity of the imperial institution. There are very strong pressures from those people against changing the existing legal framework and certainly against introducing the idea, which hasn't been explicitly discussed, but it's never very far away, of allowing women to inherit the chrysanthemum throne. But the overwhelming number of people in Japan, which is still a very respectful country towards the monarchy, where the imperial family still have a high popularity rating, believe that the emperor should be allowed to abdicate if he wishes to. It's something like 85% of Japanese believe that his wishes should be respected. So I think there is strong a popular belief that this is what should be allowed to happen. But it won't, I think, happen quickly.
If it doesn't happen quickly, how much of a problem is that for the emperor, who has had some serious health concerns, hasn't he?
He has. He's had heart problems and heart surgery 5 years ago. He's also suffered from prostate cancer. But he says in his speech today that he is currently in good health. And the point of his speech, this almost unique televised address. He's spoken on TV in this way very, very rarely. The only other time was 5 years ago after the great earthquake in eastern Japan. He's said that he wants reflection on this because it will, over time, become progressively harder for him to discharge his responsibilities, and the alternatives which are available, to have a regency for his son, the Crown Prince, to take on some of the responsibilities, that may be an effective stopgap, but it isn't something which is a real solution to the essential problem that he's identifying.
So, David, if it's the concerns on the conservative side of the populace are about diluting the purity, as you called it, of the constitutional setup, and largely the concern seems to be about whether that would open the door to allow women to take up the throne. What's the, if there's 85% support in the general population for the emperor to be able to abdicate should he need to, what's the level of support for changing the constitution so women could inherit?
I'm not certain that that's been tested in opinion polls, but my sense is that most Japanese would see this as a perfectly reasonable, and many might see it as overdue, modernisation of the institution.
David Warren, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
It's a pleasure.
So David Warren is a former British ambassador to Japan, who's these days chairman of the Japan Society in the UK and associate fellow in the Asia program at Chatham House in London.